failing to satisfy our desires. We have countless desires. Many cannot be fulfilled at all, and others, when fulfilled, do not bring us the satisfaction for which we hoped. Many people are unable to satisfy even modest desires for the basic necessities of life, such as adequate food, clothing, shelter, companionship, tolerable work, or a degree of personal freedom. Unfortunately, even if these basic needs are met, our desires do not end there. Soon we need a car, a more luxurious home, a better paid job. In the past, a simple holiday at the seaside may have been sufficient, but our expectations continually increase, and now we need expensive foreign holidays. Ambition and competitiveness are a common cause of dissatisfaction. The ambitious school child cannot rest content until he or she comes top of the class, nor the businessman until he has made his fortune. Clearly, not everyone can come top. For one person to win, others must lose. But even the winners are rarely satisfied for long. Their ambition drives them on until they too are beaten, worn out, or dead. Another reason why we fail to satisfy all our desires is that they are often contradictory. For example, we may want both worldly success and a simple life, or fame and privacy, or rich food and a slim figure, or excitement and security. We may demand our own way all the time and still expect to be popular. Or we may wish for Dharma realizations, yet still covet a good reputation and material wealth. Our desires often involve other people, and this creates special complications. Many relationships break up because of unrealistic expectations and desires. We seek perfection, the perfect society, the perfect home, the perfect partner. But perfection cannot be found in samsara. Samsara promises much, but can never deliver real satisfaction. It is not possible for impure, transient objects to provide the lasting joy we seek. This can be attained only by thoroughly purifying our mind. Ignorance is the fundamental cause of samsara, but worldly desires are the fuel that perpetuates it. Therefore, we need to reduce our worldly desires by recognizing their faults. By contemplating these seven types of suffering, we shall come to the following conclusion. I have experienced these sufferings over and over again in the past, and if I do not attain liberation, I shall have to experience them over and over again in the future. Therefore, I must escape from samsara. When this thought arises clearly and definitely in our mind, we meditate on it for as long as possible. If we do this meditation again and again, eventually, the wish to attain liberation from samsara will arise spontaneously day and night. At that time, we shall have attained the actual realization of renunciation and entered the actual path to liberation. Every action motivated by renunciation is a cause for attaining liberation. If we have some experience of renunciation, we can transform our everyday activities into the path to liberation by maintaining the intention to benefit others, and mentally dedicating the virtue of our actions to our own and others' liberation from samsara. When we meet with difficult circumstances, or see others experiencing difficulties, We should use this to remind ourselves of the disadvantages of samsara. When things are going well, we should not be deceived, but recall that samsaric pleasures are short-lived and ensnare us if we become attached to them. In this way, we can use all our experiences of daily life to strengthen our determination to escape from samsara and attain liberation.